and we are low on time. And let me just say this before I read this last bit. The sections from Anti-Systemic Movements, I hope folks read in preparation for next week, since we aren't getting to them today. And I'm going to try to tease out more clearly where I see the common themes between the thoughts just expressed today and what we're learning from them. The issues, sisters and brothers, are conscious choice and growing our gifts under our own Earth's guidance, i.e., our inclinations. We don't want to be children anymore. We have the right, as life, to develop and create together the conditions that allow this for all of us. The Achilles heel for power is free will. We have to agree for rule to have legitimacy. So, as George Eliot said, all force is twain in one. Cause is not cause unless effect be there. And action self must needs contain a passive. So, command exists, but with obedience. We can choose to come together and decide what we need as a people to pursue the collective happiness of all, the determination of which requires all of us. And here in the U.S., if we need such permission, this right is codified in the Declaration of Independence, i.e., power can't stop this if we are determined, once we are determined. This is not revolution, but rather evolution, evolution of the human spirit. I think about those lines of Christopher Fry a lot from his play, A Sleep of Prisoners. The human heart can go to the lengths of God. Dark and cold we may be, but this is no winter now. The frozen misery of centuries breaks, cracks, begins to move. The thunder is the thunder of the flows. The thaw, the flood, the upstart spring. Thank God our time is now. When wrong comes up to face us everywhere, never to leave us till we take the longest stride of soul men ever took. Affairs are now soul size. My son laughed when I recited those lines a couple weeks ago, saying, I guess that time had almost but not quite arrived back when he first wrote those lines. First saw that wrong faced us everywhere, whichever way we turned. Those lines seem to me entirely consonant with the testimony of our good three. They testify as to the totalitarian nature of a global system, system being the operative word. It's time to end the continuous expansion of the limits of wrong. Thank you for listening. Until next week, peace.